When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. You know, a good reminder for you listening at home, if you want to do something on one day, the day before, you should write it down instead of just trying to remember it. That way you might actually do it.
Yeah, I don't know. I like the song.
No, he forgot.
No, I didn't forget. It's just a lot of extra work the day before Thanksgiving.
See? What?
Your mic's not on.
Yeah, you go.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I know.
We'll get to it on Monday or something.
All right. This guy, he's going to be the death of us.
It's Tuesday because it's Monday. We're at Chickies.
See, this is why your baseball career didn't go anywhere, Fritz. Because you're satisfied with good instead of great.
Listen, I tell everyone, I'm above average at a lot of things.
Yeah.
Not great at anything.
Well, that is actually fair. That's fair. Yeah. All right. Now, normally, Sheil Kapadia joins us on Thursday, but we're not going to be here tomorrow. So we had Sheil Kapadia join us today at 3. Sheil, sponsored by Dr. Raffi and Precision Hair Restoration. You'll keep losing your hair until you stop it. Dr. Raffi can help you get your confidence back. Visit PhillyHairMD.com today. Sheil, how you feeling, buddy?
Doing well, guys. How you doing?
Great. We are great.
What up, Sheil?
So Jack and I have talked ourselves into a loss on Sunday for the Eagles
being good.
In that we think they're going to lose at some point, better sooner rather than later. Maybe it helps expose some flaws you didn't know about. It's an AFC team rather than an NFC team. Honestly, don't want the pressure of winning out. Would rather go into the playoffs with another loss under their belts. And maybe, just maybe, it refocuses them and they're not susceptible to all of the national and local publicity talking about how they're Super Bowl contenders now. What do you think about that theory?
That is some deranged Negadelphian thing that I can appreciate as someone who, you know, grew up here. I understand where it's coming from, but I disagree with it. And it actually goes back to something Ike was pointing out like 3 weeks ago when we were having the conversation about Eagles versus Lions, and do the Lions have an edge? And I said, no, I think the Lions are the better team. And then I remember Ike asked me, well, what about if that game's played at Lincoln Financial Field? And I thought, oh, okay. Jared Goff outside in January with that crowd?
Yeah. Tiny hands.
That changes my opinion. So I actually think that home field advantage this year in the NFC is bigger than it's been in a long time because no one has really gone to Detroit in that stadium, indoors, and slowed down that Lions offense. It just basically has not happened, not just this year, but last year as well. Now, on the other hand, if he's got to come to Philadelphia and it's cold outside and the way this defense has been playing and the way the Eagles have been running the ball, I like the Eagles' chances a lot more. So, no, I don't think, you know, if this were a different situation and you said, hey, they have no shot at the one seed, they're not going to get home field anyway, then I could get, you know, with your thinking a little bit more. But there's a lot at stake every week here for the Eagles to keep the pressure on the Lions and try to get that one seed.
All right, Sheil. So Eagles lose Brandon Graham for the season on Sunday. A loss in the locker room and as a person, but of course on the field, you could argue he's been their second best player on the defensive line this year. If you're Vic Fangio, how do you replace Brandon Graham's snaps?
It is tough. It's almost one of those where if it happened before the trade deadline, you could make a move. I mean, you know, there, like you said, there's a lot of talk about what he means with his energy and leadership and all that, but the guy was playing like 45% of the snaps, to your point, and he was one of their most productive pass rushers. You could play him in different spots. So I really think it's going to have to be sort of a committee approach, you know. Maybe the young guys, does Jalix Hunt get some snaps in there? Does Nolan Smith, he's obviously going to have to play more right now. Does someone like Milton Williams, when you're facing a running team and it's first or second down, does he go out there? a little bit. Zach Bond, like there's no great answer I can really give you. I don't think Vic Fangio has a great answer either, but I will give him credit because he's done a great job of figuring out what each player does well and putting them in position to succeed. You've seen that with guys like N'Kobe Dean, Cooper DeJean. We can go through the list. So I don't know who it's going to be. I think they might mix and match a little bit and try to figure out what exactly is going to work, but it's just tough because they're thin there and they don't have an obvious choice to replace Brandon Graham right now.
Speaking of, you know, potentially missing guys, and I know Brandon is definitely out, but we could potentially be missing Smitty for another week. Here, did not practice today, was just out watching practice. And the thing that I'm looking at, Shiel, Baltimore is a good run defending team. And so do we come up against a team that finally forces us out of the run game? And if they do, what's the confidence level in being able to throw the ball with Smitty being out against this vulnerable Ravens pass defense?
Yeah, it's kind of funny. If you were just a random team and you were facing the Ravens, you would probably game plan to throw the ball a lot against them because, like you mentioned, their splits are pretty drastic when it comes to they're very good at stopping the run, but they have given up more explosive pass plays than all but like two or three teams in the entire NFL. So you can push the ball downfield against them in the passing game. Now, if you're the Eagles, you're running the ball so well and your offensive line is playing so well that I don't think there's a team in the league where you go into the matchup and say, hey, we're probably not going to be able to run the ball. So, yeah, you obviously try to do that. But I thought last week was very good for Jalen Hurts in the passing game. I know he didn't have to throw a lot, but there was stuff there on film that I really liked, beating the blitz to A.J. Brown for an explosive play, you know, getting out of the pocket and not just scrambling, but also throwing on the run and then making plays with his legs on third down. So I thought it was a very encouraging performance from Jalen Hurts. And you might be right. This might be a game where, yeah, the running game might be okay, but you're not going to be breaking off, you know, 50, 70-yard runs like you were last week, and so you're going to have to throw the football. And then the other thing is you're probably not going to completely shut down their offense, which is playing at such a high level. So I think everything here points to a close game, and it will be a test for the passing game. But based on last week, I at least think there's some encouraging signs there.
Shiel, you mentioned going back and watching the game, and I know you go back and rewatch it. The Eagles' run game has been dominant. Is there anything that you see? Because I think people tend to think it's a pretty simple thing. They have a dominant offensive line. They give it to Saquon and go. Are they doing anything? Is Kellen Moore scheming anything that you see that is particularly creative in the run game, or is this just sort of a brute force thing?
Yeah, I think the variety they have is a big thing. You know, a lot of teams, they'll kind of lean on one type of run, and then they'll have different change-ups off of it. The Eagles have almost every run you can imagine in their playbook, and they'll switch from one scheme in the first quarter to another scheme in the third quarter, or the defense is playing them a certain way, and all of a sudden on a possession, they'll come out with different types of runs. So whether it's shotgun, under center, they're in pistol, and then all the different types of run schemes, including the one that involves Jalen Hurts. So to me, it really is a credit, and I know we've talked about him for over a decade now in this city, but Jeff Stoutland, I'm just amazed that they're able to teach all these different runs because it's not simple. It's not like, hey, we major in these one or two runs and we're going to run them every week no matter what. No, it's a bunch of different schemes that they use, and it's really hard to get an entire offensive line on the same page with the running back and be able to execute at a high level. And they're just putting on a clinic with that week in and week out. Last week, obviously, being the biggest example this season.
All right, Shiel, we need your official prediction for Sunday. Baltimore not looking quite as good as they did a month ago, but still a test for the Eagles. What is the official Shiel Kapadia prediction?
Yeah, I think these are two of maybe the five or six teams that can actually win the Super Bowl this season. That's where I'm at with the Eagles. That's where I've been with the Ravens here. I think it's going to be a heavyweight matchup. There's a couple things I like for the Eagles. Like I said, I think they're going to be able to push the ball downfield offensively. And defensively, I think they can load up against the run to try to stop Derrick Henry and have confidence in their cornerbacks that they can match up with those Ravens wide receivers. So to be honest, I'm just sick of, you know, trying to predict when the Eagles lose and then they win every week. So I'm going to go. It's Thanksgiving. You know, I want to go earn some brownie points with the audience. I'm going to go with the Eagles. I'm going to go with the Eagles, 24-23.
Classic homer.
A game that comes down to the final minutes. I really think we have a chance to get a classic, one of the best games of the season.
Now, Shield, final question. Everybody knows you as a manly man who is also in touch with his softer side. So can you think of a movie? Because I mentioned on yesterday's show that I teared up a little bit at the end of Gladiator 2. Can you think of a movie that you cried during?
I can't. You know, maybe Forrest Gump back in the day might have got to me a little bit, but since then I've become mostly emotionally unavailable. I don't feel things, you know, as I grow older. So I'm not lying. I'm not trying to be a manly man. That just happened to me. I don't know. I got all my emotions out at an early age, and now I don't feel many things. If that's happy or sad, I don't know.
Wow. It's kind of depressing.
No, I'm with you. It's been a while. I mean, I cried for Titanic. That was back in the 90s.
Yeah, that's 25 years ago.
Yeah, it's been a while, yeah.
Yeah, all right. All right, Shiel. Well, you're either a liar or you need to see a therapist, one of the two. So
maybe both.
All right, Shiel. We appreciate you.
Have a good Thanksgiving.
All right, brother. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right, there he is, Shiel Kapadia. I kind of believe him, actually.
Yeah, he's talked about he's pretty emotionless.
Yeah.
Listen, I think, crying is that's a huge leap, man.
Yeah, it's a big leap.
Yeah, it's a big leap.
It's like a good well-up fest.
Or, I mean, there's movies where you feel something, and the ending tugs at your heart a little bit or something of that nature. But to actually shed a tear?
Can I be honest with you guys? I probably shed a tear like 2-3 times a week.
A week?
Oh, stop it.
When I'm driving home.
Well, what are you doing?
My dog is 10 and a half, and I worry sometimes that he's not going to, that I think about my dog, and it screws me up. I walked into the house the other day, and Val was like, what are you crying for? I'm like, I'm fine. I don't even know what you're talking about. It's because I was thinking about the dog on the way home.
I will say this.
Yeah.
Probably about 2 years ago, you know, and not to get, for everybody to get all sentimental or anything, but after my mother passed away.
Right.
Like that year,
probably
I didn't
everything.
Find myself, like, it could be anything. Watching the TV, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And you just all of a sudden get tingles, and you're like, am I crying? So I had about a year where that was going on for about a year.
I can imagine that.
Where you just, all of a sudden I was in touch with that side of my brain.
And that's how the brain hasn't been used. It's like, what is this?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, hold on, what's going on?
What's going on, tough guy? This isn't the Titanic.
Seriously, man. I don't know what it is. You know how you can be watching something and stuff just, it triggers you?
Yes.
Yeah, man. I mean, love you, Mom, but I got out of that phase, man. I didn't know what the hell was going on.
Why is I crying? Well, his DoorDash is 9 minutes late today, and it's been a tough year. What are you going
to
say, Jack?
Well, it's like Marks used to say that he watched an episode of Leave It to Beaver and was crying in front of his kids.
Yeah, he...
Whoa.
Yeah, he had this thing. He had this thing with the older TV shows.
Oh, really?
He loved those. I mean, Leave the Beavers is not a tear. Now, the one episode of Fresh Prince, I think, is the only one that maybe you well up at.
Fresh Prince?
Where it was like, why doesn't he want me anymore? Remember that?
No.
Oh, no, that was real.
That's a real
dad?
Episode.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, no, I don't remember that.
That might have been Will's best acting on the Fresh Prince.
Many people have said that was best acting.
Yes, with Ben Vereen. Remember Ben Vereen was his dad?
Yes, of course.
So, yeah, he did the episode where he was like, well, why doesn't he want me anymore? Why doesn't he love me? Yeah, at the end to Uncle Phil, you know. Yeah, that was, look at Jack.
Yeah, what a pull.
Yeah, I didn't expect you to pull that one, brother.
Yeah, where'd you read about that?
I saw it on Twitter. Honestly.
Okay, all right.
I saw it on Twitter.
Yep, he's not even kidding. Andy in Westchester, you're on WIP.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving, guys.
What's up, man? Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving.
You guys got me all sad now. I mean, I'm
sorry.
Well, yeah, that's what we're aiming to do today.
Tough football, guys.
I didn't so all in the family, though, so I'm a prizeman.
You're a Kreisman?
Yes. So I've been getting pushback. I've actually been trying to bring this up with you guys for a couple of weeks. I've mentioned before, like, I need to know the rules about show loyalty and things like that, because I listen to everything. I'm kind of like Switzerland.
Okay.
And I see a void in your show that I'm trying to fill, and I'd like to be Charles from Mount Airy.
Charles from Mount Airy? opposite. I just caught on to that. Yeah. It's opposite of Chuck. I'm like, what?
I enjoy sitting on hold because you get to hear the show uncensored.
Yeah.
You know, I love Embiid. I love Hurts.
Wow, you're like the bizarro Chuck.
Yeah. Well, I could go the other way, too. I've been working really hard on my Tracy Morgan impression, so if you want me to be Chuck, then...
No, you don't have to. How tall a gentleman are you?
I'm 5'9".
That's okay. That's way taller.
That's what you need.
Yeah. You can be Charles from Mount Airy. That's cool. And change his name in the system, Jack. Andy, so what do you think? You think a loss might be a good thing Eagles, or no?
I'm a midday guy. What's that?
Don't push it. Yeah.
He was doing well until you said that.
You said you were Switzerland.
I'm loyal to my shows. I'm loyal to you guys with Charles from Mount Airy.
Okay. All right.
All right.
So what do you think? So, you think a loss on Sunday might be good?
No, I think that's stupid.
Okay.
Channeling my inner Chuck.
Tell him why, Andy.
Yeah. Come on.
I think the idea of, you know, waiting for the other shoe to drop is just silly. You know, we're sitting here thinking that the team doesn't think that way. They're looking at the next game. So they could win out, and it doesn't matter to them. The next game is their focus. I mean, I think that's what Sirianni's been preaching the whole season. That's what the whole theme of the team seems to be. Next game. So I don't know. I think you need to win every game, especially considering that we're chasing the Lions.
Yeah, I think that the Lions thing is compelling for sure. The number one seed thing, keeping that alive is compelling. I guess I just don't think – I don't want them to go in. I think there's a big difference between me saying that I want the Eagles to go into the game and purposely lose. That's not what I'm saying. I want them to focus on each game. And Sirianni's done a good job of that. I just think with every consecutive win – all of that becomes a little bit more difficult. And I felt this change in, not just locally, but in the country about the way that everybody talked about the Eagles.
Sure.
And I felt...
Definitely a change.
Yes. And they're number three on the ESPN Power Rankings this week.
Yeah.
Now people are saying that Saquon is not only an MVP candidate, but a lot of people are saying he's the favorite. You know, Kostos is on here painting the picture about how he could become the favorite this weekend. And I felt this nice little groove that they were in where everybody was doubting them and it kept them focused. And I guess I worry a little bit about them thinking they're as good as everybody else thinks they are and their foot coming off the gas. And I think if you're going to lose any game, this game feels like one that is tenable, is timed correctly. Again, I'm not saying go out and lose on purpose.
No, and they're not going to do that anyway.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I guess my thought
just
is...
just mix one in.
Yes, mix in a loss here and there.
So, Ike, I'll defer to you because...
Yes, come talk to me. Yes, talk to me.
Yeah. Put us in a room, I'm pretty sure everyone's going to figure that three of us weren't in the NFL.
Yes.
So, Ike,
yes.
Did that ever get to you? Did you hear the noise? Did you... lose
no.
focus because people thought you were great? So
no.
Yeah, but it's also way different. I mean, he only had newspapers back then, and we're talking about social media, 24/7 debate shows.
I didn't even argue that.
Yeah, it's a little different.
Oh, but hold on. We had newspaper and the radio.
Yeah, it was, and TV. Like, he wasn't...
We are in Philadelphia.
Yeah, he
can't escape it.
He didn't play football in the
20s. WIP radio?
People would hit you on your pager to call him so they could tell you something.
Yeah.
No, I'm with you, Andy, on this, but I understand what their overall thinking is. It's really to get a loss out of the way, to get refocused. I'm looking at the schedule. When would I be okay with that? I don't want them to lose to the Panthers. I don't want them to lose to...
I think you would say the final game of the year if the playoffs were locked up.
Yes. Right. Get me to that Giants game.
And in the Panthers game, I'm not even sure the Eagles still have the quarterback advantage.
What?
You seen Bryce Young recently?
Oh, come on.
Oh, man. Stop it.
All right. See? I'm not even going there.
Yeah, see?
By the way, can you imagine?
He does look better, though, to your point.
Yeah. Andy, give us a movie you cried during, and then I want to present a scenario to Ike.
Okay, it doesn't have to be a nowhere movie, right?
No,
any movie.
Okay, Saving Private Ryan.
Oh, that's a good one.
Ooh, that is. Now, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
So, on my way out, I just want to tell you guys, yo, Spike, yo, Ike, yo, Fritz, happy Thanksgiving.
There he is, Charles from Mount Airy.
Charles from Mount Airy.
All right, thanks, Andy.
Punk.
Punk.
That's one of my favorite Chuck jokes right there.
Yeah.
And the Johnny Marks used a jackass. Remember that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jack's looking for that.
I took that off the board.
Saving Private Ryan, though.
Yes.
Come on, man.
Yes.
Good flick.
Yeah.
Come on, Jack.
What was the crying moment during that?
Huh?
So I'm trying to remember the movie.
Well, Tom Hanks got killed at the end.
Yeah.
No, well, there's the spoiler.
What, you never seen it? The
movie's 30 years old.
Yeah, what are you talking
about?
You
can't spoil movies that are 30 years old.
Yeah, Private Ryan's a pretty good one. That's a real good one.
So let me paint this scenario to you, because you mentioned the Giants game is the last game of the year.
I'm not thinking about Tom Hanks. I'm thinking about Sizemore. Remember when they got shot at the, when they were battling on the bridge?
I think that's
that was Tom Sizemore, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So let me paint this scenario to you. Last game of the year is Giants game, right?
Yes.
Okay. So let's say Saquon has 2,030 yards, and he is 90 yards away from the NFL record for rushing yards. He is also neck and neck with Josh Allen for MVP, and he is playing his former team at Lincoln Financial Field. Let's say that game has zero playoff implications.
Right. We're already locked into the 2 seed.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
You'd be surprised. I've actually thought about this already.
I'm not surprised at all.
It is the worst case scenario.
It really is.
Because to your point, there's nothing left to play for but individual stuff.
Yep.
And it's
he can't play, right?
You
can't. But MVP bets.
How do you not play? How do you not play when you're that close to the rushing record?
The MVP and against your former team.
I know. Yes. So the only time they, in recent memory, I remember something like this was Devontae. Remember the last game of the year? It was meaningless, and he let him go out there.
He did. To set the rookie record, but not to get 1,000 yards.
Yeah, it was to set the rookie record for receiving yards.
Yeah.
But Saquon could break the rushing record.
Yeah. I know.
And that was a team record, not an NFL record.
Pass.
That Devontae broke.
Pass Eric Dickerson.
How long that record has been there? Since the 80s.
Yeah.
So what do you... I think Saquon would say, it's okay to sit me.
Oh, Lord. Here's the hardest part.
He gets hurt.
There's no doubt about it. I understand it. I don't even want to utter the words. That's why I haven't said it. I don't want to utter the words. But here's how about this?
Yeah.
What if he's at 19? What if he's at 1980?
You just want to get over 2,000,
right? He has to get the 2K.
But here's what happened. Here's the problem with that, right?
I got to get that 2K.
Let's say they put him in for the first drive, and he has 2 rushes for 6 yards.
Yeah,
and then you got to throw him out there again.
Yeah,
I
that team is going to want him to have 2,000 yards. That whole team, I guarantee you, is going to Nick and saying, you know what?
It's the second time the offensive line would go and talk to Nick.
Yes.
Yeah.
That team is going to Nick and saying, we want this. Because they want it. If I'm the offensive line, and that's why I brought it up to Jordan, I know Saquon gets all the accolades and everything behind it, but it's like O.J. Simpson with the electric company. He was the juice. They were the electric company. Yeah, his offensive line.
This is their record,
Hell yeah. It's their record. It's the offensive lineman's record to break that record and be attached to that all time. This record has stood for like, I think it was broken like 87. I think Eric Dickerson set this record.
I was going
like
to say 40 years.
Yeah.
40 years.
It's been almost 40 years, man.
And what I hope wouldn't happen, another scenario there, I hope the Giants wouldn't do what Favre did.
Let them do it? They ain't letting them do
it.
Yeah.
That was bogus and corny, yes.
It was.
Yeah, yes, but I don't think they would.
And I remember that too.
I don't think they would let him do it. And
they would want to stop him from doing it.
Yes. I don't think he plays.
I think he would.
Let me tell you what I would be doing all week.
Yeah. Saying play. He should play.
Damn right.
Well, we have our show planned out for that week. Jack, write it down.
Yeah, I'm all on it, man. Come on, man. Right. We got to go get to 2,000.
Yeah, I think so.
Come on, Spike.
No.
Well, listen, if he's 20 yards away, he'll be fine. The Giants are going to play. They're soft anyway. They just said they're soft. They're not going to hurt Saquon.
Now, the record is 21-05.
21-05, I know.
I'm saying.
So can he get 130 yards?
Man, Saquon's at 1,400 yards right now.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you can't. All right. He can't.
Nick's not going to know what the hell to do.
Oh, poor Nick. Nick would be begging the offensive line to come in and tell him what to do.
If he
begging.
Runs...
Hey, guys, what do you think? Do you guys want to have a meeting in the office by any chance?
With Nick's luck, he's going to play Saquon.
He's going to get hurt.
Yeah, and then people are going to want Saquon or get one Nick fired.
I wouldn't be able. I would feel bad with that because I know I would be the loudest one on the radio saying he should play.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
All right. All right.
Well, and there's nothing against getting to 2016 games.
No, do it in 16 games.
I mean,
games.
Eric Dickerson did it in 16 games.
Yes, do it in 16. Break the record in 16 games. That's why that way we don't have to worry about it.
Yep.
All right. And if they have the one seed.
And it would be against the Cowboys.
He's going to have the MVP anyway if they have the one seed.
That's true.
All right, so the game is 5 days away. And I said to the guys, we do not need Tornado Shapiro's game day forecast because we're 5 days away. I was voted off the island.
Yep.
So you have Tornado Shapiro's game day forecast next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Oh, wow. What a joyous song that is there.
Is it 5 o'clock?
It is not. So
it makes you feel like it is 5 o'clock. I know.
It does make you feel like 5 o'clock.
What's up with me with the microphone?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know.
He doesn't even notice. That's the funny part.
I just keep going.
Yeah. So normally we have Tornado Shapiro at 3:30 on Fridays, but we're not going to be here. So I said, hey, we don't need Tornado Shapiro. There's no way he can do a forecast 5 days out. And yet, here he is.
It's a holiday weekend long. Holiday weekend. Happy Thanksgiving, man. Tornado Shapiro. Game day forecast.
We do not need a game day forecast 5 days out.
I'll tell you, 4 days out. Well, see, I'll tell you what, Tornado's got a musical intro, and that's a lot more than Hurricane Schwantz has. Tony, hit the music.
It's the game day forecast from the world's most accurate and famous meteorologist, Tornado Shapiro.
They're famous for their crab joints, but have you fellas ever eaten at the Bearded Clam?
No, we have not.
I know a weather gal worked down there part-time serving clams, Savory Sally over WWWBYOB. I made a few runs down to Baltimore myself, the Baltimore Pike. You can also take the slow ride down Route 40 through Elton, looking for love, pick up some bargains. Don't get yourself stuck in the tunnel. That Fort McHenry tunnel looks tasty at first, but it could be costly. That toll is up to $6, my friend. Baltimore, home of Coppin State University. Well, I'm pretty sure a young Ike Reese had a co-ed recruiting trip to Coppin State. In the early 70s, I worked at WNVP. One of our weather gals, Frisky Fran Finkelman, went to Coppin State. She was Coppin Fields all through the five-day forecast. Come on.
All of this just to get to the forecast. Here we go.
Old Tornado, did I have a time down in the Charm City? From the summer of 1973 through the fall of 1985, I must have dated every weather gal in and around Baltimore. My streak was more impressive than Cal Ripken's. Baltimore's a great place to drop anchor. And I heard the harbor's nice, too. Hello.
All right.
One night it was me, Ike Reese, Ray Lewis, Johnny Unitas,
rolling
around.
Johnny Unitas?
We're at the Inner Harbor drinking Natty Bowls at the National Aquarium. Ike Reese got caught sticking his nose in the tuna tank.
I remember that, too.
We ended up in a tussle with an exotic fish called the humphead rash fish. Push came to shove. Humphead was murdered. And thankfully, Ray Lewis came up with a good cover story and no charges were filed.
There is no way that happened.
By the way, let me take this opportunity to wish all of you a very heartfelt happy Thanksgiving to you and your families. And tomorrow is Turkey Day. Don't forget to baste your bird, Jack Fritz.
What does that mean?
Well, don't take your bird out of the oven too early. Nothing worse than premature evacuation.
Oh, God.
Actually, that might...
Boo, boy.
Might want to try that, Jack. How many kids do you have now?
Done, too.
You have a nice holiday, and get some of that gizzard, too. That's tripe of the poultry.
All right.
You got to work those, work the giblets, my friend. Work them, lather them up with gravy. Fill that platter for Fat Aunt Helen and watch Uncle Dutch fall asleep and drool come out of his mouth. Best meal of the year, I say. Plus, I love a mouthful of pie after dinner. Sometimes I'll take dessert.
Okay.
I knew that was going wrong.
Yep. Yeah. All right. 4:25 kickoff Sunday. What is the weather going to be like in Baltimore?
Partly cloudy, cold, and mostly dry, just like my family on Thanksgiving. High of 42 degrees. It'll be just over freezing at kickoff. Pungent breeze coming in off the harbor. 1% chance of precip, so you never know.
What do you never know, then, if it's 1%?
I'm trying to keep your listeners safe. 4 days out from event, fella. Like my daddy always said, protect yourself, wear a raincoat. 50-50 shot of rain. Music!
There is no outro music. Guy is out of control. Completely and totally out of control.
And he's stepping it up a notch.
Yeah, yeah. You, Johnny Unitas.
How about that?
Ray Lewis.
Ray Ray. Sugar Ray. Johnny Unitas. Joe Conklin.
You mean Tornado Shapiro.
I mean, yes, Tornado Shapiro, my bad.
All right.
This guy. The one time his mic's on.
Yeah. Johnny Unitas. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark says, twice the twinkle this holiday. Win a brand new Harley Davidson or Ike's Custom Championship ring. Details at marks-jewelers.com. Which question do you want? Which do you prefer, real tree or fake tree, or are you thankful for WIP?
You mean real tree, fake tree.
Okay, what do you think? What do you think the poll is at?
Fake tree. Okay. I mean, people in Philly got a real tree.
Who knows? Maybe
there's no damn grass around here. No trees.
The listeners are suburban anyway.
Yeah. Paul Bunyan Jack over there.
I was speaking to the city guys.
Right.
Yeah. Well.
Wait, but there's no city guys on this show even.
No, I meant city people listening.
Oh, okay.
People in the city.
So it is actually real Christmas tree at 53%.
Wow.
Yes.
A bunch of liars,
man. I was going to say, they're liars.
You like to smell the pine.
They're liars.
You guys aren't treesmen.
You're not a treesman either.
I love trees.
You buy a tree.
And then throw it away.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, burn it. Well, I probably shouldn't say that.
Why?
You're not allowed to burn the tree.
Yeah.
You can only burn the tree like one day a month in the suburbs.
He lives in Westchester. This dude, they're going to be at your house.
His address is...
Yeah, you're not supposed to have fires in town. Well,
yes, yes. You said that fast, though. Like, yeah, you burn it.
Yeah.
I love fires, man.
You're an idiot. You are a total moron. Well, Christmas trees means... Cold means winter, means if you haven't done anything about your old drafty windows or doors, it means high energy bills. It means being wrapped up in 17 blankets on the couch, maybe a couple of hoodies, because you have been silly and not upgraded your old drafty windows and doors. So the big end of your sales event at Gaida Door and Window is going to help you with that. Get this, 40% off each window you buy. 40% off. And it's not just Friday, by the way. This is through December 31st. 40% off every professionally installed window. 40% off every door. Doesn't matter what kind of door, garage door, storm door, patio door. And They know that you got money put aside for gifts this holiday season, so you don't have to touch it when you start your project because you can start a Guida with no money down and you can pay it off interest-free for up to 12 months. So Guida end-of-year sales event expires December 31st, all prior sales excluded. What you got to do is call Guida today, schedule a free in-home estimate at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit them at goguida.com. That's goguida.com. We have a bit of a Juan Soto update from Jack right after we talk to Rios. Rios, you're on WIP.
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
What's up, Rios?
What up, Rios?
You must be very down with the lose. It's good if they lose on Sunday. I imagine that's right up your alley.
let me tell you, sir. I swear, you know how to trigger people. You know what I'm saying? I'm in a gym, you know what I mean? You know, doing leg day. You know what I mean? I see somebody like walk past me. I already knew, like, man, this dude orders, you know, boneless wings. But anyway, then I hear you trigger me, you know what I mean, and saying stuff like you're doing. And I'm like, all right, I know what Spike is doing. He's getting people pissed off during the holidays. It is what it is. But look, I hear what you're saying. But let's think about this. The stuff that the Eagles been through already for freaking the thing last year. And the stuff this year going on with Sirianni, going on with Hurts and everything, man, look, that's freaking enough. If we go on and just win all the way through, then that's great. We just got BG, our OG, the OG of the team got hurt. You know what I mean? And now I already know Hurts knowing what he got to do. It seems like he's getting better and better each game. To the point where even throwing certain windows that it's like on them slants or whatever it is, and then our play calling and everything. So, you know what? Let us go win through. Plus, look, check this out. We got gentlemen like the MVP on the team, a team player, a man who's about the team. We got the team, everybody looking forward to everybody doing well. So I think they got themselves on track. And I think we got people in the locker room right now who will smack somebody the hell up when they smelling themselves too freaking much. Man, stop smelling yourself. We got something that we could do. And when we hit that playoffs, I'm going to tell you, a lot of cats on the Eagles, Jalen Hurts, whatever, they're going to have the bubble guts because they know what type of team we freaking have. They're going to have the bubble guts because they know what they need to freaking do. And ain't nothing else. All we need to freaking do is keep winning. We know what's our issues, and we handling that while we winning. You know what I'm saying? Because we were acting like guys in the beginning of the season, some of the losses that people crying, acting like guys who damn eat boneless wings. So they went straight to leg day. They went straight to what you did, what you put up yesterday. Ike, you put up Mr. Damn Clowntown Assassin. Huh? Jumping around. Kim, they know what they're doing. And look, I know who you are, Ike, because even in that video, what the hell dance was that? Huh? Hey, what was that? But look, if you do what you feel, you did two lunges. What were you doing, a late day dance? You know what I mean?
So, he's coming after you.
He's ripping me, man, for my Sixers dance.
This is what we on. We on leg cake. We on pound town session. We on assassination of all teams. And you know what? BG, yeah, he got hurt. But you know what? Mission 59 ain't over. BG needs to be there. He needs to be in the locker room. He needs to give out his energy because you know what? He already showed them young cats. Oh, look what I did during the year. So he got the respect. Look what I did. So get in them young cats next and let them know. What you going to do? Stop being a sucker. They come back to the they do something wrong, smack them up a little bit, get your ass back out there and stop being a punk. You know what I mean? That's what we need to do. That's exactly what we need to do. Act like we're not happy with nothing. Nothing. We need to go there and do that and you know, do the old school on Thanksgiving, eat the drum leg like back in John Madden days, huh? And throw that thing down right on the plate. Go right and eat something else. You know what I mean? Pound town session for Thanksgiving, all the way through the Super Bowl. Mission 59, huh? Spike. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I need you to do leg day, buddy.
No, he'll hurt his hip.
Yeah. Leg day's over for me.
Hey, you could do air squats.
I do air squats.
Yeah, give a little bunch of videotape that.
I do some planks there, too. I know that's not leg day, but I do some stuff.
Well, you ain't a sucker.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? You yes. on that. You eat boneless wings?
No, I'm vegan. I don't eat any wings.
All right.
Yeah.
But effectively, yeah.
No.
Yeah. You don't know what to say about you being vegan.
We're getting you off the boneless wings. You started wearing Tim's, I believe. I mean, I ain't see it, but, you know, during Philly season. But, you know, they cracked the bed. But look, man, y'all need to stop that stuff, man. Go get you a good turkey leg and never – you already know what time it is, man. Y'all, happy Thanksgiving, gentlemen. Peace. Go Birds.
That was an outrageous call from Rios.
Oh, man.
He came right at your neck.
Yeah, he said I was doing lunges.
Yep. All right. Let's talk a little baseball with our baseball fella.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Sacrifice for Soto. Here's Jackie Baseball.
Yeah, so last night around, like, what, 12 maybe?
Yeah.
Well, we got news?
Yeah, yeah. Like,
I'm in bed after 11:30 news goes off. 11 o'clock news goes off.
Yeah, okay.
Little news.
This guy.
Yeah.
Blake Snell signs the Dodgers. Seems like they have no problem just signing everyone.
Man.
And more deferrals on it, I believe. I think 50-some million deferred.
Are you paying these guys in Bitcoin?
Wouldn't be surprised. Whoever the next ownership group is going to have about $700 million they're going to have to pay to all these contracts are signing
now. They're going to wind up selling the team. Like, yeah, it's not my debt.
You know what? Everybody's like whining about them signing everybody. We need rules. We need salary cap. Screw it, man. Just like go beat them. This is baseball. It is not. I don't care what your super team is in baseball. They've been spending more than everybody else for 7 years, and they've only won one real World Series.
That's true.
One. And look, their rotation next year.
Yeah, we're not counting that one they won with the 60 games.
No.
No one does.
And they've got, look, they've got like eight legitimate starters, I think, on the team. And they won with I think, one of them last year. But I don't know. Jack, are you like up in arms that they're spending all this money?
No, okay. I mean, it's annoying. It's like, oh, the Dodgers got another guy. But ultimately, it is baseball.
Yes. The Dude, Yankees used to do it years ago.
What?
They're in a different class.
Of spending, yeah.
Of everything.
Yeah. Listen, they're very good.
I'm just saying, when are we going to step up?
The Phillies have stepped up. They don't have hedge fund money like they have.
No. And now we're going to cry broke.
I'm not crying broke. It's the third highest payroll in baseball. I just, you know.
Well, I'm just saying we got to keep up.
They will. Eventually. Long offseason.
It's a long offseason.
It is long offseason.
Winter meetings start December 8th. It's when you'll get your little move.
Okay. All right.
Oh, our little move. We're getting a little move.
Yeah, you'll get your little. Back off.
Not a big deal. Blake Snell's not even that good.
Think about the prospect.
He's not even good.
Crochet's bad.
Yeah.
Well, Crochet is better.
So he is better.
Yeah, don't
he
you is worry. Better.
I tell you, we're going to get closer to spring training, and my idea of taking a step back this year is going to become more reality.
Yeah, if they don't do anything.
Yeah.
I'll be right there with you. I would say bring the kids up. Get Aiden up here. Justin Crawford. Painter.
Yep.
Love a good little reset in the middle of a World Series window.
There was a little bit of Soto news.
Oh, you want me to move this along?
Well, I'm looking at the clock. We got Baldy. You know, I just want to make sure you get the info in.
No, I know. I'm just kidding. Yeah. So Todd Zielecki on the Phillies show, the second best Phillies podcast, was talking about the Juan Soto situation, and he had this to say.
Well, Todd, if you say they're going to meet with Juan Soto, we're not going to make it the first thing on the show, but it is something. But if you're going to meet with Juan Soto, aren't those meetings already over?
That's what I can't figure out. It's like they're going to meet with him at some time. Meanwhile, there's a round of offers that are happening right now.
Yeah. They're not going to meet with him.
This feels like this feels like a reaction to us talking about it on the air.
I think so.
That's what it feels like to me.
Them saying that they're going to be, hey,
yes.
Tyler, yeah. Well, don't worry, we'll meet with him.
Yeah.
And then he'll sign and they'll go, oh, we never even had a chance.
Yeah.
You know. So, yeah. I can't decide what I would rather they do. Whether I'd rather they meet with him just to pacify us.
Right.
Whether I'd rather they say, hey, look. And John Middleton, to his credit, has said this once. He didn't say it. You know, when he said it, the Business Journal thing, it wasn't public when he said he thought they're going to stay. He's going to stay in New York.
Yeah.
I can't. Jack, what do you want out of them?
What I want is if you want to go get Garrett Crochet, just go get Garrett Crochet.
Right.
It's like, it's been a couple off seasons where it's, if this falls into place, I want to plan. You know, like I want a man of action. In 2018, when he took over, he was there for a little bit, but his whole plan was, I'm going to go get Chris Sale. We need an ace. You know, and the Phillies have an ace, so it's fine. But I want them to be aggressive in doing something that they have like conviction in rather than, we'll see if this falls into place.
Right.
You want to trade Bohm, trade Bohm.
Right. Be the aggressor. Don't be the reactor.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't think they're getting Soto, but you also have to start making other moves and setting up yourself that way. It's a little bit too inactive at a time where you lost in brutal fashion to the Mets.
Yeah.
And
you don't feel the sense of urgency.
Right. And I just want there to be, if you go get Crochet, everyone's going to talk themselves into Crochet. They'll be excited about that. But
sure.
It's like, I don't want this feeling of we're falling into it.
Yeah.
Which I kind of feel right now.
Well, I do understand.
But if you fall into him, though, you'd be okay with it.
Yeah, yeah. But like, if you want him, then go get him.
Right.
It feels like they're waiting for the perfect deal, which I get into a certain extent. But if he's your guy, then go get him.
Well, and also, they don't have to worry for the market to be set. That's one. I can understand the Bregman thing. They got to wait for Soto to sign. If you're going to sign a bat, they have to wait for Soto to sign. You don't need to wait for Soto to sign to go trade for a pitcher.
No.
Yeah. So there were some rumors about the Dodgers being interested in Crochet, too, weren't there at some point?
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Yeah. Now,
they don't have it.
You would think this would take them out of it, but you could never really count them out.
Oh, my God.
It seems like.
Be ridiculous.
Seems like Red Sox and us for Crochet. So we'll see.
I was going to ask.
And Mets.
So Baldy, we have Baldy next. I'm not going to ask him to lose the game question.
Yeah, I don't think that would go.
He's going to lose
well
respect
Baldy,
for me forever.
Yes.
But I do want to ask him about the situation we were talking about last segment with Saquon and the final game. So Baldy, our Odyssey NFL insider, is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.